This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Lebanese media reported that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communication devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles De La Desma.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government as they continue to expose Turkey's ongoing trade with Israel. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
FBI Director Chris Wray says that the FBI has disrupted a group of Chinese hackers who were working at the direction of the Chinese government to infiltrate critical infrastructure in the U.S. and other countries and to steal data from universities and government agencies. The hacking campaign known as Flax Typhoon installed malicious software on thousands of internet-connected devices to create a massive botnet, a network of infected computers. The FBI and Justice Department did not identify any targets by name, but said they included universities, government agencies, telecommunication providers, media organizations, and non-governmental organizations. The United States Department of Justice is filing suit over the Baltimore Bridge collapse. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The action seeks recovery of more than $100 million in damages and costs incurred by the United States in responding to the fatal disaster and reopening access to the port of Baltimore.
Benjamin Meiser is the principal deputy associate attorney general.
Those costs should be borne by the ship's owner and operator.
The case alleges that Dolly's owner, Grace Ocean Private Limited, and the manager, Synergy Marine Group, both of Singapore, cut corners on the ship's electrical and mechanical systems. Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Chetan Patil says the collision was preventable.
Excessive vibration was a long-standing problem on the ship.
The collapse killed six members of a roadwork crew on Tuesday. The victims' families declared their intent to hold the ship's owner and manager liable. I'm Jennifer King.
Boeing CEO says the company will begin furloughing a large number of employees to save cash during a strike by union machinists. Chief Executive Kelly Ortberg said Wednesday that executives, managers, and other employees would be required to take time off without pay starting in the coming days. Factory workers in the Pacific Northwest began a strike Friday after rejecting a proposal to raise pay by 25% over 4 years. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.